I suppose we'll just go through the do's and don'ts of the rules there with the e-scooters. So, Greg, as of the 4th of September there, 2026, helmets and high visibility clothing are mandatory now for all e-scooter users. As it stands, e-scooters now must, the drivers must be 16 years or older. Now, bear in mind that that age limit will raise from 16 to 18 later on this year. The drivers must obey a speed limit of 20 kilometres per hour. They must drive on the left-hand side, and e-scooters are allowed in the cycle lanes, bus lanes, or on the local and regional national roads. They must have lights, a bell or an audible warning device. Reflectors and brakes must be on the scooter, and it must be kept in a roadworthy condition at all times. The drivers must wear high visibility clothing, securely fastened, to at least cover the front and the back of the torso of the person driving. Wear a securely fastened helmet, Greg, and obey the signals given by the Gardaí or school warden, and follow the same rules of the road that apply to cyclists, including traffic lights, road signs, and all types of pedestrian crossings, Greg.
Right, so what specifically then can we remind e-scooter users not to do?
So e-scooter users must not use footpaths. They must not use the e-scooter in pedestrianised areas or on motorways. They must not use or hold a mobile phone. They must not have a seat on their e-scooter. They must not carry passengers, or even, for example, carrying children to school, or, for example, carrying goods such as food, parcels, or post and deliveries. So it's important that they do not conduct any of these manners while driving the e-scooters, Greg.
Yeah, and it is a reminder, and I've noticed myself in the mornings and in the evenings that the nights are drawing in. We all have a responsibility. They're mandated for e-scooters, but in terms of all road users, to wear your high-vis, because, you know, you just need to be seen. A quick question, not putting you on the spot. We've had callers saying, in my area, there's e-scooters still on a footpath, or someone flew past me without a helmet or high-vis on. Do I bring it up to the Gardaí? Is that the type of incident you can report to Gardaí?
Yeah, I suppose you can, Greg, yeah. And as if the reporting person there has evidence of that, and Gardaí are able to make the inquiries and identify such user.
I can understand where you're coming with that. So if I just was driving down the road and I seen someone on an e-scooter, I pull over, call the guards, they're 2 kilometres away. What is the function in that, really?
Yes, Greg.
In terms of investigative powers?
It can be difficult, given the fact that by the time Gardaí may arrive, that person on the e-scooter is already gone. However, Gardaí are on high alert, observing these people, and any person on an e-scooter breaking the road traffic law at the minute will be issued with fines, Greg, and they may be liable to have their e-scooter seized.
Is it clear, just for, can you wear a duffel bag, a backpack?
Greg, no. It's clearly states that you cannot carry backpacks or any type of goods on the e-scooters.